Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man with electric football fingers so quick and nimble, they defy the human eye, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Three, two, one, we're live.
Back and better than ever. You thought we were gone. P-Double, they thought we were done.
Stopping us.
Right, that's what I was going to say. We ain't going to stop like an old Bad Boys track in the 90s. Yeah, Puff Daddy right there. We ain't going to stop. That's the motto of the Mr. National Podcast. I'm here with the meteoric rising star,
oh my
which
God.
Is P-Double.
The infamous. Infamous.
The infamous, man. I'm like, you know, when this thing started, it was like, I was kind of like the star of the show, and P-Double was in the background. Now, I'm like a fan.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, P-Double.
No, I'm going back to the background. I don't like this kind of attention, man.
You had a taste of the front and center.
Yeah. Get me out of the limelight.
Yeah. When you become a face you become a target. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like at the range. You go to the gun range, they say, pick your targets. You say, I want that P-Double target right there. I want to shoot him right between the eyes.
Yeah. It's been a busy week.
It's been a busy month. I mean, I can't even remember last time we got a chance to get back in the studio.
Yeah,
First of all,
it's good to see you.
Right. That's what I want to say. First, I want to say I'm glad to be back. I've always said that this thing is like therapy to me. You know, it's P-Double said, "Oh, you want to do the show? Of course. I almost need it. You know, so much stuff goes on in real life. You know, you got Trump supporters. You got Trump detractors, and if you support Trump, you're a racist. there's no way around it, is what they say. You know, I'm not going to go down that path just yet, but you support Trump, you're a racist. You support racism, and then that makes you a racist. I don't know if I'm going to agree with that.
I don't even agree with that. I think everybody listening to this knows how much I dislike Trump. Maybe you don't. I don't like him.
But if you support him, you're not.
I don't know why you. And this is another thing. I kind of think this is just my opinion and my humble opinion. I think he's a racist, but mm-hmm. that's only why I think. I don't know what is in his heart, and I don't know what is in his mind. So I don't know that he's a racist, okay?
Right.
But I can tell you when you say, and go back to where you came from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a racist comment. I'm not saying he's a racist, but that what he said was racist.
Right.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. That right. Your actions
no
speak for themselves.
Right. Okay? He has no coof. I mean...
That's normal. Some people like that about him. I mean, I kind of like that about him. It's because, you know, you get the... I think we got too many people that are not really telling the truth and being honest.
Oh, yeah.
I might
have statements, or you might have statements that you, with your friends, that you would say, you know, that somebody would say, I'm with my dudes, and we talking.
Right.
And in my hood or whatever. And if somebody like... You might have heard it and not know me or know the people like, oh, those guys are racist or prejudiced or something. You just never know. I'm pretty sure nobody would think I'm a racist, but with Trump, he just says whatever comes to his mind, which isn't a good thing when you're the president of the United States. You have to have...
Right. I mean, some people like that about him. Some people like that about him, but...
Yeah.
But I think you need to be, to be able to do that, you need to be intelligent. And I don't think he's very intelligent.
No, he's not.
But that's, that's my opinion. I know there's a lot of, and there's a lot, a lot of people that I respect and love that really support him. So,
you know, that's tough.
Yeah. I mean,
you want to lose a friend or family, anybody, you talk religion, politics. And you can put, I would say relationships up in there too.
Yeah. If you start talking about your own, or you know.
Yes, that's you really, really walking on eggshells when you bring up them topics with your friends or your people you feel fond of. So
yeah, and if you do, so I think it's important to say that, you know, I'm not going to let some silly fool like that, whether you like him or you don't like him, come between me and my family or me and my friends. We can have a different opinion about him, and that's fine. It doesn't matter, you know, to our friendship. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Going to social media, a lot of people on social media, that's when it comes out.
Right.
People are keyboard gangsters.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Or keyboard philosophers and psychiatrists, and they go on there and they support who they want, and they can talk a guy, the Hulk, Jim Davis. He not only him, but a lot of other guys, they go on there and they say, look, I don't like Trump. I actually probably hate the guy, and if you support him and you're on my friend list, delete me now, because if I find out, I'm deleting you anyway. So there you have it. I'm like, wow. That was like drawing a line in the sand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fight. That's back in the day, you put the stick on your shoulder. You want to fight me, knock that off.
I dare you.
And then we're running.
I dare you.
I dare you to knock that off. You know what I mean? They saying, I don't like that dude. He is. The whole voting process, P-Double, really divides the country right down the middle.
Yeah.
Especially right now. And now with a guy so polarized as Trump, is really magnified. And it's just really ugly. And I get into it as much. You know, I'm speaking a little bit on it. Could say I'm ignorant to the whole thing because I don't get involved with none of them.
Right.
Don't even turn the TV on. So
yeah, that's amazing. To me, that's healthy. That's good. You're busy living your life. You know, doing what you should be doing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch the news. The weather is on my cell phone. I work outside in the elements, so I do need to know weather and rain. So every once in a while, I'd see if it's going to rain. Other than that, I'm not getting into that, all of that other stuff. The news is going to put up things to get ratings up. I think the news never really, they don't focus on the good things. They focus on, people love drama. Yep. You know, going back to our hobby, which is electric football, I want to give a shout out to all the EF coaches out there. You can have posts of guys, you know, they like posts of, you know, you painted a figure, but nothing gets the kind of attention as controversy.
We're going to bring
Mr. P Double, you know, and his fame, his meteoric rise with his new subscription. We got to bring it up. He got a little bit of, you know, that was like, I used to call it national hate. I used to get hated on. But now you feeling some of it.
You feel the heat? Oh, my goodness.
You feel the heat? It's like, dumps on the Bobby. You know what I mean? It's like under that red hot lamp when you put that book out. I told you. I said, dude, you really want to do that? Yeah, I think it'll be good for the hobby. Okay. What's that saying? What's good for the goose ain't good for the gander.
Man, I'm just going to go on record as saying I like it when people like me. I didn't want anybody to come out and, you know, be mad at me or try to hate on me. Make, you know, that's not what I'm going for. I'll just say that. If you don't like me, you know, fine. But I'm not trying to make anybody dislike me, you know.
Well, I mean, so, I beg to differ now. You're rolling with Kit Kitchen. You're a disciple of the Toe Pro, you know. And that's, you know, Kit rubs some. I want to give a shout out to my man Kit.
Yeah.
He does our intros. He does our promos. He's been a long time stacked with that supporter.
You know what? But, let's just save all this for later. Let's get into this later. Let's get to the topics, man. All
right. I'm roasting Pete, though. He's like, I don't want to be roasted right now. I don't want to be roasted. Well, all right, we're going to get what you got? What you got to start with? And I want to get a special guest on the show today, too.
Yeah, I can't wait. Look, the big thing for me that just happened was the NBA.
And okay.
This is what I have to say about it. Kawhi Leonard single-handedly just threw like a monkey wrench in the thing, a flying ointment. And anything could happen this season. I might even get NBA ticket to watch. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm excited about the NBA this year.
Because he left Toronto.
He left Toronto after they won the championship. After he won the championship, Kawhi Leonard, and signed with the Clippers. And yep. Paul George. Paul George is pretty good. I mean, Paul George is not the stud.
Well, he's good. I think he is a stud. He's one of the top.
I mean, he is a stud, but he's. What would you put him in the top 10?
Top 10 players, I would, but two-way players, I'll put him in the top three or four.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard is number one. I'll put Jimmy Butler maybe, or I would put Paul George maybe number two or three as best two-way players.
Two-way
players. Meaning your defense is just as good as your offense. I might put him. AD. I'll put Anthony Davis probably number two behind.
What are you not putting LeBron in that list for?
LeBron's in there. LeBron plays defense.
Right, I know he does.
So I would say
he's
Kawhi,
one. He's
AD,
one.
Paul. No, he's not better than Kawhi Leonard. He's not the best two-way player. Kawhi Leonard defense is as strong as his offense, and his offensive game is good.
I think you can say LeBron, the same
I still
thing
say LeBron is the best player.
Okay.
That's the best.
Me too.
You start a team, you got LeBron. Okay.
Right.
Until he shows he falls off, but his defense is good.
Right.
But his defense isn't as good as his offense or what he brings offensive. Right. Kawhi Leonard is 100% defense, 100% offense. They're both right there. And the Madden, the ratings. That's something we got to bring up, too, the Madden ratings. But the ratings on Kawhi and LeBron are the two best players on the game.
Right.
Okay.
So. You're saying Kawhi is more balanced.
Yes.
Then you're saying LeBron's offense is that much better. That even though his defense is not as good, his offense still elevates him above Kawhi.
Yes.
Yeah.
What he brings to a franchise.
I could see that. Yeah.
I think he's the best.
Yeah.
Some people say Durant is second best player. I say Kawhi Leonard is the second best.
Right, but Durant, now, so that's another big news, too, is Durant leaves Golden State, goes to the Nets, but he's not going to play this year. Until he comes back, I mean, I don't know. The good news is the way that he plays is not real. Doesn't take a big toll on his body.
No, I mean he's
can. He's an outside guy, you know.
We got our special guest. I want to hear what the whole Jim Davis is. Are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am, Mr. National and there Mr. We go. National Podcast.
That's
P-Double. P-Double. Oh, it's Jim the Hulk Davis on the line.
Okay, we got Jim the Hulk Davis up in here.
What's up, Hulk?
Oh man, I talked to you yesterday or day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. Everything is getting better. That's all I gotta tell you.
Oh, that's good, man. It's good to hear.
That's good. That's what we want to hear.
Yep.
And we're going to keep it rolling. We got the Hulk, Jim Davis, who makes the first ever repeat appearance on the Mr. National podcast.
Okay? Well, glad to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you, man.
Yeah, we gotta make it a regular thing for you.
Hulk's Corner right now. Here we go.
Yeah, the Hulk's Corner.
Or the Hulk's Hulk,
Smash. Right now, Hulk, we were on basketball, and we were trying to say the best two-way players. And I was saying Kawhi Leonard is the best two-way player in the NBA.
Oh, he's definitely in the top two or three for sure.
Now, who would you put in there as two-way players with Kawhi Leonard? I was saying Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, Paul George. P-Double was saying, oh, you got to put LeBron in there. I was like, eh, I don't know.
Honestly, you didn't say a name, Clay. I like Clay. Clay is a heck of a defender.
I like Clay Thompson, but I don't think he's better than the guys that I mentioned. Would you put him over Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, or Paul George?
I would put him over Butler, definitely. And I would also, maybe not Anthony Davis, but definitely over Butler. And who was the other one you just named?
Paul George.
And Paul George, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow, I wouldn't.
Yeah, me either. The other thing is, that I was just going to mention that, is because Durant left, and Clay's right. not going to be 100% when the season starts either.
Well, yeah, Clay's not even going to play. Right. Clay might not even play this season. Clay won't play.
So
if he plays, it'll be late.
So, I mean, anything can happen with number 30. What the hell's his name?
Oh, Steph Curry.
Sorry. Anything can happen with that dude playing. I mean, but he's just going to have to be throwing it up 30 every game for them to compete for a championship.
But now, I mean, do you think they make the playoffs? P-Double?
Yeah, Golden State.
Yeah,
I think they go deep in the playoffs.
Wow. Hey, Hulk, do you agree with that?
I agree with the playoffs. I don't know about deep.
I'm just saying anything can happen with Steph Curry is that good.
And West Coast. Really tough,
right?
Now.
You got Harden and Russ reuniting. You got right. Bron and Anthony Davis. You got Denver. You got Utah.
Don't forget the Clippers.
You got the Clippers.
Right.
The Clippers beat Golden State twice.
Right.
Without all these guys.
No, I'm not saying they're going to win the championship. I'm just saying anything can happen with Steph Curry playing.
Deep run means second round pushing to go into the semis. That's a deep run.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not saying they're out of it, man.
I think anything
can happen in that whole West.
I say 7-8. 7-8 seed. I think that's if they make it. 7-8.
So, yeah, I mean, look.
I got Portland. I got Denver. I got Clippers. I got Lakers. I got Rockets.
Look. Clippers, Lakers, and Rockets, to me, are going to be the top three teams.
But you forgot about Portland. Portland's coming back with the next team. Right, plus, they're big men. Okay? Yeah. Denver was the number – don't let me finish, Pete. Denver, Hulk, was the number two seed, I think, in the West.
I love Denver.
And they're coming back with the same team, okay? So you can't really step over them guys.
Right. I agree with you. The thing about the Clippers and the Lakers and Houston is those are new teams. You know what I mean? It's like Westbrook and Harden. Okay. They're getting back together, but they haven't played together.
New parts. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Same thing with the Lakers. Like, seriously, like put LeBron and AD on the same team. That's a championship, but they haven't done it yet. So I'm going to wait till I see them do it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's my two cents. I think anything can happen in the West.
All right, was way early. I think.
Right.
Hulk, I was saying,
man, when Kawhi Leonard signed with the Clippers, that just threw everything up in the air. I'm going to get an NBA ticket for the season. I'm going to watch. I'm so excited about this season coming up.
You're going to have to get the NBA ticket because all them games out west. We'll be staying up real late.
Yeah. But a lot of times you might not get the ticket because if those are the teams you want to see, those are the teams that's going to be on TNT,
right.
TBS, every night.
Right.
Every night. They got them. All right. Right here now on the Mr. National Podcast, we're going to get a prediction. And we got our special guest, who isn't even, we can't even call him a special guest. It's the Hulk. He's EF Icon, okay? So, we ain't gonna call. The Hulk, who you got coming out the West? Cricket.
I have to say the Clippers or Denver.
P-double? Who you got?
I had the Clippers coming out of the West.
That's who I got. I'm gonna say the Clippers. I can't bet against Kawhi Leonard and Doc Rivers.
Yeah, you love Kawhi Leonard, huh?
No, the dude is good. He's good.
'18 was pretty good without Kawhi and George.
Yes,
and them two pieces is like it's an engine. Okay, I think they're gonna
exactly. And Doc Rivers has proved that he can get new pieces like he did in Boston with Durant and Ray Allen coming to the Celtics. He can make it work.
Yeah.
I got, dude, L.A. is going to, what's the saying they got? It's going to be lit, okay? Because I'm not writing off LeBron James either. You might have, I don't know how they rank the 1-8, but you could have a Lakers-Clippers Western Conference Finals.
Yeah,
it could be nuts. Those are the two best.
But
teams.
Then you could also have them in the first round too.
That's
it. It all depends because honestly, you take LeBron and Davis, the rest of their team is kind of weak. So they might not be a 1 or 2 or 3 seed. They might be down lower in the totem pole.
I got them. I see them as a 4. I see them as a 4. I got them as a 4. I got.
The point is, I think the point is anything could happen. I mean, they could be 4, they could be 8.
I got Portland, Denver, and Clippers being the top 3, Portland, Denver, and the Clippers in the top 3. And I think the Lakers might be 4, the 4th seed. That's what I got. And then the Rockets at like number 5. The Rockets,
dude, Westbrook
I don't
is
care
so
who
good.
They get. Mike D'Antoni style will never win a championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Defense wins championships. I mean, in football, in basketball, in baseball, in electric football, you got to have that defense. You got
to. That's so true.
Got to. All right. So we got the basketball. We got our predictions with the West. We're going to keep it moving. We got the World Cup. This is the first time we've been on since the Women's World Cup Championship. Did you watch any of it, P-Double?
Yeah, man, of course. It was. They were dominant, you know, and they were exciting to watch. I love the players. I love the whole attitude of them. I didn't like the excessive celebrations. You know,
early on.
We talked about that.
13 and up. We talked about that.
I mean, I understand. I think they, you know, they're world class, and so is anybody playing in the World Cup. So give it 100% all game long. 13 to nothing was a score. That's fine. I just thought it was a little bit low class to go do some of their stuff. But, you know, this, so what? Well, who cares what I think? I mean, it was pretty exciting. I really enjoyed it.
So. All right. Everything
I still
good
don't know what the fuck an offsides is, though.
See, I am not that much of a soccer fan, but I did watch the women every now and then, and I enjoyed them playing. I enjoyed watching them, shall I say. And they just dominated this year, and they dominated at the last tournament.
The last one, right. I almost want to say last year, but it was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then in another 4 years, they'll be favored most likely again to win it.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me how advanced our women are, and our men, they don't even qualify.
Yeah, our men's team's terrible.
Like, what is going on? Is it our best athletes are choosing other sports? Soccer isn't that, you know, in vogue here in America? I don't know. Why are we struggling so badly with the men?
I think you hit the hammer on the nail. That's exactly it. Is all our male athletes go on to baseball, basketball, football,
boxing, hockey,
soccer is an afterthought.
Right. Okay. Right.
But for the women, but for little girls,
it's a different story because I'm sorry, P-Double.
No, but no.
The different story because, okay, they got basketball. That's
softball.
It.
Softball. They go softball.
They ain't got a real big league of softball.
No,
so
right.
Soccer is the main thing for women's sport. That yes. golf. But,
on
you know,
that
I mean,
stage,
that's
right.
I think they dominate.
I agree. I
think if you go to other countries too, they're not about equality for women as much as we are here in the United States. So I don't think women's soccer in other countries is very popular at all, even though soccer is popular for the
worldwide, but not for
women, you know.
Well, when the Olympics start up, you have those other countries with gymnastics. Obviously, Jamaica dominates the track and field.
Right.
But the swimming goes each way. But the soccer has been dominated of late, by U.S. women. And it's not even close. And right. then that brought up the question of fair pay, where they're saying they're underpaid compared to what the men make.
Right.
I agree with them.
How can you argue that?
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess they're not the draw. I mean, they're not the draw, I guess.
Well, trust me. They're the draw better than what the males draw.
Well, just in the United States. But worldwide, it's the men. It's the Messis. It's the Cristiano Ronaldos. It's all those guys that bring that whole thing to the masses, not the women. I mean,
well, you know what? I might get murdered for this, but the world is a male dominating world, you know. And honestly, that's just the way it has been ever since caveman, I guess.
Right.
But
hey, excuse me, I'm gonna step over here.
Hey, I'm gonna step up. You see, Pino was trying to dodge criticism. Hey, I like the Hulk. Hey, listen, he's saying it. That's why Trump is in office. Because nobody wanted to vote for a woman. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that might be true.
That's it. Everybody I talked to at work in the construction field, you know, it was like, well, I didn't want to vote for her. I'm like, well, that's a male chauvinistic, like, you know, statement. Like, you shouldn't. Well,
I didn't like Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Bernie, but when it was just between Hillary and our president, I voted for Hillary. But it is, how can you trust a female and she be on her period? She might push the button.
It's a good thing we don't have any female listeners.
They do have their moves, and man, right. Oh man.
This show might get censored.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real. Listen, this is just the opinion of Jim the Hawk Davis,
right.
Not of Mr. National Podcast or Beat Up.
Thank you.
Can
I get an amen?
Thank you for that disclaimer. The views expressed by this guest are not necessarily the views of the listener.
I got one more for you. I'm Jim Davis, and I approve this message.
Well, listen, he played both sides of the fence because the Hulk said that he thinks the women should have fair play, fair pay with the men. But then he was like, I don't know about no woman being my president.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't because I did vote for Hillary. But
that's true.
I just didn't like the other person at all.
Okay,
so.
Right. And a lot of people didn't like Hillary that much that they – one guy put it to me, is like, I thought I picked the lesser of two evils, and that's why I picked Trump. So I was like, wow, okay, well, you know, to each his own. It's
right,
a vote.
Exactly.
I mean, it's voting. I mean, in construction, I'll give real quick with this. Pete, I was like, throwing up the hands like, we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving. In construction, we have votes for the business agents of this different unions.
Really?
And the guys, the business agents that's already in office or in power, they get real upset. Say I'm the business agent and P-Double's running up against me. I'm mad as hell at P-Double. How dare you run against me? What, I'm not doing my job good enough? dude, it has nothing to do with that. It's an election. Somebody's got to run against you, and, you know, it's going to be a voting process. It's not personal. It's just the way it is. So, the way that whole voting thing goes, that it's going to create dissension, and it's going to get volatile.
There'll be some elbows flying.
Yeah. All right, we're going to keep it moving. This is the Mr. National Podcast. I'm Mr. National. I got the producer, the artist, and critically acclaimed EF magazine maker, P-Double. And, of course, we got EF, an icon.
Hall of Fame legend.
Yeah, to me, the greatest EF coach of all time. The whole day.
I don't think you have to say to me. You can just
to me, he is. I mean, I've always said Adrian Baxter is probably the best. But when you take greatness, when you take the playing, the tweaking, the personality, the charisma, you have the Hulk. Yeah. It wouldn't be Mr. National, but I don't win like that guy. I had everything that I was talking about except all those titles and rings. Now, you know, to my defense, I don't play as much as the Hulk, but the Hulk puts it out there. He plays. He is, in my 20-something years, he is easily the greatest EF coach ever.
There you go.
I wouldn't say not the best. I'm still saying Adrian Baxter is the best. If you had to play, I got Adrian. But the greatness of the Hulk and Jim Davis, you know, that's my number one guy right there. And he's on my podcast show. So I'm stoked right now, okay?
Well, I'm honored to be on it. I love the show. I listen to it every time it be put back up on Facebook. And something y'all been absent for a little while, so.
Well, I told we're gonna get into that, the whole, why we've been so absent and missing in action. We got a budding superstar over here in the booth here, P-Double, you know. I know Jim like 20 years, you know. We've been making our rounds, you know what I mean? We've been travel. We see P-Double coming up, you know. This guy, he's new, and now he's made some noise. We're gonna get into that. All right, keeping the move. We got the NFL season starting up. The Madden ratings came out, and to put it frank, players are not happy.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Ain't nobody buying that game. That game gonna suck.
Keenan Allen made videos. I haven't seen this much disturbed, you know, players and coaches since the Dr. Pigskin article came out. And we're going to get into that. All right. So the NFL season coming up. We got the Madden ratings. The Hall of Fame is right around the corner. The Hulk has been coming to the NFC. He made a few. Back in the day, the MFCA tournament used to be NFL Hall of Fame weekend. Now they changed it to a week before. We'll all be in Richmond. The Hulk, are you making it to Richmond?
No.
Almost spit out my Seagram's. This show was brought to you by Seagram's Jamaican Me Happy Wine Cooler. Almost spit that out. You not coming. I thought you were there.
This will be the first of anything that had to do with convention, tournament, like, you know, at the end of the year.
Right.
That I have not made it since, back in 1990-something. Oh. This will be the first one. And I'm going to tell you why. I wasn't going to put it out there, but, Corey, my wife had a double stroke.
Whoa!
Yes. And she's been in the hospital. They released her yesterday. She's doing a lot better. They had to fix whatever was behind her heart. It was a leakage or something. Uh-huh. They sewed that up. That's what caused the blood clots to get in her brain.
Oh.
And they put a heart monitor on her to make sure that she's doing what she's supposed to do. But
right. She
still has some paralysis. She's starting to talk normal, but it was really, really bad. She didn't even want her mom or pop up there to visit her.
Mm.
It was really bad. And we had just closed on our new home. And as soon as we signed, we had to take her straight to the hospital, and they admitted her. So
it was
touch and go, man. It was really scary. I'm trying to move in to the new house and all this other stuff, and then being at the hospital, not knowing really if she was going to ever come out and be normal again.
Right.
And it scared me. It really did. It scared. It scared the whole family, but I didn't want to put it out there and tell nobody and talk about it, but you know how much I love my wife and my wife loved me, and it really put a toll on me, though.
Goodness. Now that's something, P-Double.
Yeah,
we weren't expecting that. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to hear she's getting better. Hope.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
I mean, the Hulk played in our Philly NFL league. He knows Ernie Grice as well as anybody. Ernie suffered a stroke. And he's still rehab. He's home. His speech hasn't came all the way back, and he still has partial paralysis. So I want to send
her. That's where my wife is right now.
Yeah, listen, everybody listening to the Mr. National podcast, whether you hate us or love us, we want to put them hands together in prayer for the Hulk Jim Davis and for Ernie Grice, who we're getting older. Okay, no doubt about it. Okay. I told you guys in one of the podcasts, we got to take care of our health after Morgan Scott passed away. I've been going to the gym every now and then. I just started doing yoga. I'm trying to stay away. Listen, anybody thought Mr. National was going away? Look, you got me. What what Puff Daddy say? We ain't going to never stop, okay? I'm trying to get right. I gotta lose 8 pounds. I'm trying all. The only thing I can't do, I'm doing the weightlifting. I'm doing the yoga, the stretching. But they want you to eat healthy. I still gotta eat what I gotta eat. So I'm gonna be a little chubby, okay? You know what I mean? I like my pork. You know, I like my red meat. I can't give up everything, okay? I can't give up everything. So look. I'm trying. You guys hear how the drop dead, you know. Say he was trying, though. He was
trying. We hope you don't drop dead.
Hey, yeah, right. That's why you live every day like it's your last. I mean, people, I put the pictures up sometimes and where I'm at and stuff. And sometimes you get little messages and texts and people say, man, you're an inspiration. You know, some people can't travel for certain reasons, like, the Hulk. I was a shoo-in, thought he was going to be at Richmond, but things happen. He can't be there. So people say, man, your pictures and your posts are great, inspire. So what the saying is, I'm trying to live my best life while I'm here, okay? You know? I'm not using no face app to make me look older. You just going to have to wait and see. Hey, the Hulk, me and Hulk been knowing each other so long. He had all black hair. He had a ponytail down to his ass. Okay? Me, I had a full fro. You know what I mean? Now, that's all gone.
It looked like a little model. It looked like a model.
Yeah. Listen, me, I didn't watch Jim's daughters be little kids. You know, they grown. One of them got their own child. So, I didn't watch Jim age. The Hulk didn't watch Mr. National age. So all the people that just meet us, you want to see me in 20 years or however that thing is doing, you're just going to have to wait around like the rest of us. All right.
Hey, I did that little face app, boy. It made me look like Jimmy Durante or somebody.
I ain't doing it. I don't want to do it. All right. So keeping it moving. We got to keep it moving. We got Wimbledon and we got golf. A real quick Wimbledon, that young 15-year-old girl, she was like the
Coco. Her name Coco. Coco, I love her. She grew down.
Yeah, she put her thing that she was like the talk of the tournament. I was like, wow. She beat one of her idols in Venus. She ultimately lost to the 10th-ranked player in the world. And then, of course, Serena made it to the finals, but she got beat kind of pretty handily. I don't even remember the girl's name, but
can you imagine that young lady, though, playing, that girl winning? winning that match in Wimbledon. That would be like me beating the Hulk this year in the Ohio Valley League.
Yeah, if she
did. It ain't gonna happen.
It ain't. Especially, right, it ain't gonna happen. Especially the Hulk, don't forget now, because you trash talked him when he lost to Jamie. So the Hulk remembers that.
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, Hulk remembers that.
Ask Jamie what happened in the playoffs in the Renaissance League.
The Hulk said he ain't taking nobody lightly no more. You know what I mean? Girl.
But you know what, man, Corey? Let me just touch base real quick. We went to the Capitol. No, the Glass City Showdown.
Uh-huh.
Jerron, Moody, and all of them. They hosted the tournament with Ralph Eaton and them. But I built a team in 2 days. I rebuilt one of my old Raider teams. And I went, but I took my Chargers, who I'm going to be playing in the Renaissance with. And, I scrimmaged with Pat Morris. Pat Morris blew both teams out. I couldn't check his receivers for nothing. I was like, oh, I don't know.
Wow.
I said, you know what? I spent 2 days building this Raider team. Let me use it and see how far it can go. Then my friend Derek Reese showed up and said, man, they said I can play, but I ain't got a team. You got another team? I said, man, I already turned my Raiders in. I don't let nobody play with my Chargers. So I just, that's my Renaissance team. He said, oh, come on. I let him play it with him. He made it all the way to the championship game, undefeated. He beat Norbert Revels twice.
With a team you just let him use?
With a team I just let him use. And then I made it to the championship game with him. And I said to myself, damn, maybe I should just let him win. But then he started talking trash. He made me angry, so I had to smack him down. But honestly, that team that he played with was far superior to my Raider team. But since it was mine, I knew how every base ran. I knew, like,
you knew the angle, right?
He was going to angle him left, or I knew everything that he was going to do. So
you had
he didn't surprise me with nothing.
Nothing. Wow. Now that team, Jim, what are they based with? What? You know, you are
okay,
world-renowned tweaker.
I'm about to tell you. Here it is. My Chargers had blue and yellow bases on it with some green mark claim bills. The first, second ones, whatever. Not the new stuff that just came out.
Okay.
But my Raiders had the mark claim bill green ones and first, second, and third run. You know, pro line on it. So that's what was on my Raiders. And like I said, I dominated everybody. But I will say this: I'm gonna give a shout out to Montego. He's the only coach now that I have not beaten, and he won't let it down. But he just don't know. He done woke the sleeping giant. I'm smacking his ass.
he brings it up every chance he can get too.
Right.
The only coach that Hulk has not beat yet.
We played in a championship game. I just played for fun.
Right.
But don't get me wrong. I do play to try to win every game. But I will say this: he is a good coach. He does have a really good team, but. He keeps saying, oh, you always say you brung your second or third best. No, that's like my seventh best.
Oh, my God.
He never even played nowhere near one of my teams that I ever won a tournament with.
Now, what's the record? How many times you guys play? Is he like 2-0
against you? I think he's 4-0.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's either 3 or 4, but whatever it is. But
Philly.
He will get my best team.
In Philly, we would call that ownership.
Ohio this year, Ohio Valley, whatever it's called. I'm bringing my best team. That's going to be my number one Raider team.
He owned you.
I got three Raider teams, I think.
But he don't own you. I thought it was like maybe 1 or 2 wins. You say 4 wins.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. One was an overtime.
I don't
know. He ain't been blowing me out now.
It don't matter. He owned you. 4 wins, that's ownership. In Philly.
Okay. He owns me then, okay?
He got paper.
I'm happy for him.
He got paper.
He get out of it, though. He got a trophy?
No. No, he got bragging rights.
No. Is he in the Hall of Fame? No.
That's good bragging rights. I think I'm 2-0. I'm 0-2 against the Hulk in tournament play. I'm 0-2. He beat me in a buzz ball event when he sticked me. He sticked me and won the game.
I stuck you 0-3, but who's counting?
3? Yeah. You're talking about, don't talk about that Philly win up in Essendon. Do not bring that up. Don't even bring that up. You know you gagged me with that one.
You seen what was I passing crazy? I leaned my quarterback over and beat him.
No, like, the play came down. The play came down and the 3-yard line when you stopped it in the middle of play because you thought it was a hit, and then you wanted to turn it on. Once you stopped the board, you down, and he turned it back on, and that won the game. So I'm not counting that one. I'm counting the two wins in tournament. He beat me in the last tournament like 21-0. That team was tough. He ended up losing to Kelly in the semis, I think, that year.
Yeah.
And then in the buzz ball way back, George Diamond, he beat me with some stick.
Oh, no, I didn't. I lost to Adrian Baxter.
No, you lost to Kelly. You lost to Kelly.
I lost to Kelly in the round robin, but I lost to Adrian Baxter. I was the number one seed.
Okay.
And I lost to Adrian Baxter. He bamboozled me. He circumvented the rules. Second half, he was running a hurry up and wasn't separating. I was having 9 and 10, 8 and 9 men on defense. And if you go back and watch that video, I was like, man, where's my man? And he just running the play. Like, man, you're supposed to separate
he
first.
He circumvented him, discombobulated him, and bamboozled him all in one play.
Right. The Hulk dropped the smokestack word on me, circumvent. I tell smokestack, I say, leave them college words out of it when we do the stack with that show. You know what I mean? I don't know them things. When we on Electric Football, we ready to wrap this show up. We got to talk about this new magazine.
Oh, and it looks like we're out of time.
No, we got time. We'll make time.
We're going to make time. We got the Hulk on here, Hulk Smash. We got to find out. Just recently in the hobby, okay, we had the Tweak magazine, which was the I don't know, the pinnacle of what our hobby, our sport is. That was a magazine about electric football, okay? It died. It went away. P-Double came up with the idea to bring it back. A smaller version of the Tweak. P-Double, what is the name of this magazine and tell us a little bit about it?
Crack and Plastic. And it's just meant to put out a good foot for the hobby and just show what it's about. And it's not something that's super extravagant. You're not getting a Sports Illustrated. It's just a simple, small comic book size magazine. That's going to come out quarterly, and just to highlight some things going on in the hobby. I kind of originally designed it for maybe to show new people, like, hey, this is, you know, here's a magazine, take a look. This is what the hobby's about. So, but you know,
story was a new guy. No, I'm just teasing.
But so.
Go ahead.
So anyway, that's what it's about. It came out, and I'm, you know, people that have supported it a lot, and I appreciate that.
People are just trying to get the magazine, P-Double. How would you order this magazine? Do you have a website?
Yeah, there's a website, crackinplastic.com.
Okay.
But it'll tell you how to order it there, and what you do to order is PayPal me. And then I send it to you.
And the address is on there.
Everything's on there.
Everything there. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So,
Do we have a link on that on the Stack with Nat show page? We got to get a link to that.
Yeah. And, you know what? I don't have a link on there. I'll put one on there. So.
Okay. All right.
But yeah. So it's been a really great response from everybody in the Lecture Football community supporting it. Really great. And I really appreciate it. So.
Well, any controversy?
Absolutely, it's been all positive.
It was some controversy, right? Come on, somebody.
Oh, without a doubt. Trying to figure out who that author was.
That author, right? There's some Dr. Pigskin is what I'm hearing. Some brown guy, and we want to know who's under the mask, and that's what they want to know. You know what I mean?
That's the big story. I wish I could tell you, but I just don't. I don't know. I will tell you one thing. It isn't me. It's not me.
You, for sure.
No, it's not me. It's absolutely not. So.
I want everybody to know it ain't me. I want to know who that person is too.
What if it was me? That, could, who would you bet? Could I write something like that, Hulk? Could Mr. National be Dr. Pigskin?
I hope not, but I think I do know who it is, but I'm not going to guess.
Oh, he said that.
Or put it out because I don't want to be wrong, but.
Well, it's just a guessing game. I mean.
Well, look, if you guess it right, I'm not going to confirm it. So.
Right. Well, then ain't no use of me guessing it.
You think it's somebody from the West Coast?
No.
No. Okay.
I think it's from somebody from Ohio.
Ooh, Ohio. Okay. Yes. You think it's home base? Kind of like, well, yeah. That's the league that you guys play in, right? The Ohio League, right?
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Hey, let's talk.
I think it's Montego. No, I don't know. I didn't even read it. I haven't even got my copy yet, Hope.
I'll tell you one thing.
I didn't have one either, but I had a friend of mine read it to me.
Oh my goodness! Was,
yeah.
I gotta get my copy because, like I say, everything's been busy. Hope mentioned that we haven't been on the thing because P Double's been putting out these magazines and he's been putting out fires. When you put something out,
put another one out with maybe a new top 64 or something to that effect, because there's a lot of new guys out there.
It is. Hope remembers the top 64 of the first 64 years of electric football. The thing I'm coming out with next, we're going to do through the podcast that when that show is, we're going to do the top 10 greatest TOC coaches in that era. In that era. The TOC, that championship, the 10 best coaches.
Hey,
so
let's get into the video that I put out about the pivot rule.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the one I want to know the answer.
Okay.
Because I don't see it done both ways, but it's one got to be correct.
Right. My, I think.
Well, bring us up to speed, PW, because everybody that's listening to Mr. National podcast might not know the pivot video that you're referring to. So bring us up to speed, and we will wrap up the show with this pivot.
Okay.
We still got to talk about the tournament. Who is our top three or five guys going to might win the tournament this year? TLC National Champion.
Okay, but we got another show. We can
cover that. This won't take long.
Okay, all right.
Look, I made a video. You know how when you're on it, I'm not talking about pre-snap pivots or motions. I'm talking about when somebody completes a pass and I get to pivot my unengaged defensive players.
Right.
Okay. The way I read the TOC rules, now I'm talking about the TOC rules. Okay. I'm not talking about Philly rules. I'm not talking about Fat Eight. You know, yeah. I'm not talking about California. I'm talking about TOC rules. I read the rule book. And the way I read the rule book is you have to pivot the player using the back of the base. And the front of the base stays in one spot, and you pivot the player in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see a lot of guys, and from what I understand is, well, this is the way that we play it. This is actually the rule. The rule is you put your finger down nearest to the offensive player, and then you can pick your player up and turn him and put him back down so that, you know.
The front of the base closer to the receiver than it was previous.
No, he's saying you mark your finger. You put your finger down.
No, you're marking the back of the base. Say your defender is facing away from the receiver. So you mark the back of the base, pick him up, and you turn him around, and now he's closer to the receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, so then you just, well, there's two things. First of all, if you mark the spot and then turn that guy, he's about 2 yards closer to the ball carrier than if you just pivoted him with the back of the base.
Right.
That's one thing. Also, if you have to pivot him from the back of the base, he might be surrounded by players, even though they're not touching him, that prevent him from being pivoted so that he couldn't get turned around. unless you picked him up and turned him around because you marked the spot. Do you see what I mean? There's two different ways. So what I was saying was I read the rules, and I think based on the way the rules are written, you have to pivot. But if it's the other way, then I think that every tournament or every, you know, it should be clarified. First of all, it should be written that way. But if it's not written that way and that way is the rule, then it needs to be clarified, because especially for like new guys, you know, like if I'm coming in, I'm pretty new and I'm confused about it. But what if you're a new guy coming in and you read the rules and then you got to you get in a game and you don't know what to do and you see the other guy picking his guys up, turning them, and you're like, hey, what's going on? What's the rule here? I read the rule and it's, you know, it's confusing, and that could turn guys off to the game.
And that's true.
You know what I mean?
But what's the thing? If the receiver is going towards his goal line, your defense is going to the opposite goal line.
Yeah.
You mark that corner that's closest to that offensive guy.
Okay.
Right? You follow me? You follow me home?
Yep.
Okay. You mark that. Now, it don't matter if you pick him up. They call it advanced pivots. You pick him up. You look under his dial. You turn his dial to look at it to make it go straight.
Yep.
Advanced pivot. Right.
Yep.
Now, if you put him back down, turned around at that same spot, he hasn't gained any ground any closer because you marked it.
No, but listen.
No, but your front of the base is closer to the receiver than it was previous at the spot. Because now you picked up, say the front of the base is at the
same. I see what you're saying, right. So you're saying you should go back to where
the around, now the front of the base is at the 20.
But it don't matter, but that's his base. That's his whole, what the word we say, what's that word? The whole base?
Well, no, right. What you're saying is, but this is how you do it. You mark the front of you mark that spot. But
that's
what I'm saying,
closest,
and I'm saying that's fine. I care if the rules one way or the other. I don't care. But the way, but it needs to be clarified, because the way that is written is you got to pivot that guy. So if the front of his base is at the 20 and you turn him, his front of his base got to be at the 20.
20, right.
Right, and the back of his base would be at like the 23 or whatever.
Yes, right.
And instead of the 17, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Plus, I think a bigger thing is if he's surrounded by defensive players, even though they're not touching, that prevent him from being pivoted, then that guy's out of the play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the way it's written. They need to either write it correctly or clarify it before a tournament and say, hey, guys, this is something that's unclear in the rules.
Right. So, but the defensive player gets credit for his whole base, not just the front of his base. I see what Jim is saying. If he's running towards his old goal line away from the player, then now his forward momentum is further away, and you mark that spot and then spin him around. But that's not the way it works. You get the player gets credit for that whole base, that whole rectangle.
That's fine.
I see what P-Dub was saying. Yeah, clarify. Which way is it going to be?
My thing is, like, if Jim the Hulk Davis is still confused by it or thinks it's unclear, that's an issue. I mean, it's one thing if I think it's confusing, you know.
Right.
But
right. Yeah, a guy that's been playing for 25 years, right, in tournament after tournament after tournament, right.
Right.
The reason I was confused, what I told P-Dub was, I seen it done both ways. I tried myself to do it how it's written in the rule. Pivot from the back. And if you can't make the complete turn from the back, you don't turn them.
Okay.
You don't pick them up. But that's just the way. But I seen it done both ways. So, like I said, just clarify what is the actual rule. Rewrite that part of the rule to make it very clear. And we're done with it. It ain't
done right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And which way would you go with it? I say the player gets pivot. I'm looking at this credit card right here. That's a credit card is basically a base. It's a rectangle. Okay?
Right.
So I'm saying if you pick the closest corner to where you're trying to go and you pivot and put them back at that spot and then play on. Matter how you get there. If you pick them up, spin them, twist them, spin on them, blow them, long as you mark that spot, he ain't no closer than that guy, then we're good, okay?
Only if it needs to be clarified, because he is closer if the rules say pivot it from the back of the base, because the front of the base is not moving. But when you pick him up and turn him around, now the front of the base did gain yards closer to the receiver.
But the base, so the base didn't.
I think the bigger question is if you have to pivot, there's so many times where guys have like defensive players that are crowded in the inside the box, inside the box, and they want to pick them up and turn them around.
Right. I hear what you're saying, Peter. So my thing is, it don't matter. As long as you mark the spot that's closer to the closest spot you can get to that offensive player.
You can go either way.
Everybody is listening to the Mr. National podcast, and let me just say one thing. There's no right and wrong way. Just clarify what is the exact way.
Exactly.
Play by the same rules. Right. It's just that simple.
And right here on this podcast is what I'm telling you right now. You mark that corner that's closest to the player you're trying to tackle.
And then you have it right there.
Then you spread them, pick them, whatever. And we're done with that. And now we're moving on.
Let's move
on. Now the Hulk wants to know the choices for the upcoming TOC championship in Richmond. Who's going to walk away with the ring? Okay? We're talking on the phone with the Hulk, Jim Davis, who has a TOC ring. The Mr. National podcast host, Mr. National, I have a ring. It's not really the TOC ring, Hulk. It's an MFCA ring.
But it's still an MFCA championship.
Yeah, it was purchased. So I'm in the ring club. Mm-hmm. And many moons ago, when it was only it was 4 years in the making, the Hulk, the National one, and the Silver Surfer Adrian Baxter posed for an iconic picture of the rings. Hulk, you remember
that picture? I love that picture.
You lost it?
No, I said I love it.
Oh, that picture was awesome. Yeah. We got to see it. We got our fist out. We all got our rings on.
I think that might have to be the next issue of Cracking Plastic.
Oh, it's classic. We got to bring it up. It's classic. No beard, though. National didn't have a beard.
Oh, pretty boy.
Okay. So, who's going to walk away with the ring this year?
2019.
PW, you want to make a swing at it?
I'm going to say it's a new face. It's going to be either I'm going to pick Rafiq.
Wow. Okay. So in the running, is Rafiq already in it?
He's number two or three by points, but I don't know. I don't think he want to go ball this year, but I could be mistaken. I don't know. I don't remember.
No. He's just got points, but he hasn't won
Let's start off like, who has the gold balls this year?
Right.
I know
Mike
Norbert
Robinson
has one.
Norbert, Mike
Let me
Robinson.
Get my magazine out. Hang on.
Norbert, Mike Robinson.
Uh huh. Who else?
Oh, the dude in California from Vegas.
Marty.
Marty T.
Yeah,
Marty T.
That's three.
Hang on.
Brandon Wooder.
Brandon Wooder, that's four.
I think who else?
You guys are so fast.
He said, that magazine should be hanging up on the wall. It should be nailed to a cross.
I can't find the page.
Because you got crucified.
Okay. Right here we got Brandon, Norbert, Marty, Mike Robertson, and Kelly Newton.
Five.
Oh, and Kelly.
And Kelly. That's five. That's five that's in the eight. Okay.
But Pat and Rafiq are right up.
On Saturday night.
Right.
That'll be the sixth. And then it'd be two. If it ain't a repeater, it'd be two more open fields.
So right. Adrian hasn't won a ball yet.
No.
Okay.
And he ain't even. I mean, he's not in the top 10 right
so
now.
He won't make. So his only way is to win it and then get in.
Yeah,
that's not close enough. That ain't good enough. I would pick Adrian, but he ain't in it. You still sticking with Rafiq?
Yeah, well, Rafiq and Pat Morris and Charles Lane are probably the top three, or are the top three that don't have a ball. So, and actually, Dr. Bob is up there. Jumaane's up there. Brian Phillips is up there.
Going Brandon. I'm going Brandon. The Hulk said he's not coming.
Who's not coming? No, I'm not coming. But there you go. I want each of you just pick two of who you think that is going to win the gold or the, shall I say, the TOC championship ring. Name your two and then let us go.
I got Brandon and Norbert.
Damn, my two people. Okay, go ahead, P-Double.
Brian Phillips and Rafiq.
Ho, Brian Phillips. Now, where's his name at? You think he's going to win? Like, you picking Brian. He's a wild card. He's not even
right,
in
he's
it.
He's not even in it. I mean, I think he's, okay. he's looking
at it. All right, Brian Phillips and Rafiq. All right, now that leaves us to the Hulk Jim Davis. You can pick the same guys I pick. You don't have to pick
honestly,
somebody.
Yeah, I definitely think Brandon and Norbert are probably my two favorites of winning it all.
Uh-huh.
And if I had to just pick one, I'm going to go with my homeboy, Norbert Rebels.
Okay. Wow.
Because Norbert dominated on Brandon. Now, if Norbert doesn't make it to the tournament, then my eyes on favorite would be Brandon Witter because he's had a hell of a year.
Yeah. And he's already got the gold. All the way and around. He's got the gold ball.
Brandon seems to be at the peak of his powers right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And I wouldn't count out Mike Robinson, who beat some pretty good people on his way. I know Marty won in Ohio.
And no, Marty
won out in California.
Marty won
California.
In LA.
That's right, yeah. Who won the one in Ohio, the John Martin one?
Norbert.
Yeah, that was a good field. That was a good
hey, wait a minute. Let's get back to Mike Robinson. I didn't know he was coming because when I talked to him after the tournament, he said he wasn't sure if he was going to make it. He probably wasn't, but I'm the only one that beat him at that Capital City Clash. I beat him 6-0. Shut him
yeah,
out.
That was a strong. Thanks for letting us know that, Hulk. So Hulk is like, so if he makes it or gets anywhere close, if I was there. He wouldn't be there.
You know what? That's one thing about a Laker football, and I always say this, and people just really don't really believe me. You never really know how that vibrating board is going to vibrate.
Yeah.
And you could have a good board, or you could have a board that really ain't that good, and your team don't perform well on it. So,
yeah, you get
you know,
sent home.
It depends on that vibration.
That's it. I agree. You can have bases.
And I would like to say one more thing. I would like to thank Mr. National and the podcast for having me on. P-Double, you know I love you, my brother. And y'all have a great show. Please welcome me back whenever y'all need me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. This has been a good show. This has been a good show, Hulk. We thank you for coming on. Like I said, we have been missing in action for a while because P-Double has been doing so many other things. He's been I had to find things to entertain myself because we wasn't doing a podcast. He got me folding myself up like an electric football table, like, you know what I mean, like a chair in yoga class, you know?
Right.
Get me back to the podcast. Well, it is getting late, P-Double. I think this show has been great.
Hey, one more thing. We got the Ohio Valley coming up. We're kicking off the season in Detroit, actually. August 23rd, 24th, 25th. It's going to be a great season. We got
in Detroit.
In Detroit.
Well, you know, right from the airport.
Right from the airport. Okay. So if you want to come, just fly in the Detroit airport and you're there.
Yeah.
Yep. Less than 1 minute away from the hotel.
Oh. That's something I might have to get into.
Yeah. It's going to be a great season.
We're going to have a ball. We got new coaches that's joined the Ohio Valley League, and it's going to be fun. It's played by the TOC rules, and it's a bunch of great guys, up-and-coming coaches that really need to be, shine the light on because they are really good
Frank
coaches.
Frank Jacobs is going to win it.
He's not playing.
Oh. All right, I'm going with Jim.
He ain't going to win.
I'm going with the
no
Hulk.
No more.
Then. I'm going with the Hulk. Frank was my first choice.
Jamie Taylor's in that league too. Norbert's gonna be in the league.
Wow, you got a great lineup.
Yeah, Gridiron Buzz guys are gonna be in the league. So So they're
gonna, we're going to hang out with them. I think a couple weeks after the Detroit tournament.
Yeah, that's something they was talking about in Tennessee somewhere, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Fisher Stadium.
Yeah, that's the one they was talking about. We were talking about Roger. Roger was on the show and on the podcast we talked about it. Well, yeah. Kit Kitchen, it's time to bring in our boy Kit Kitchen to take us home, P Double.
Yeah, we're done. Peace.
We're done. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.